This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Welcome to Gen Z Money. I'm Glenn James. Hey, if you're new to Gen Z Money, thanks for taking a listen. We're finding our feet with this podcast. We kind of did this off the back of My Millennial Money to really target under 24s. So let us know in the Facebook group for My Millennial Money if you've got any suggestions about topics or content you want covered. Now, we can't do these podcasts without the help from our friends at Shopback. You're moving out of home, you might need some more cash. You might need to buy some stuff online. So if you want cash back on your online purchases, make sure you check out Shopback. You can install the browser plugin so it will alert you if you can use Shopback for any websites that you're on. So that's cash back into your account from your purchases. Amazing, right? Thanks Shopback and thanks for listening to Gen Z Money.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. If you are listening to this episode, I imagine that you are looking to move out of home soon. Congratulations, I'm very excited for you. This is a great move. I know for me, it was one of the best things I ever did. But before making such a huge change in your life, I think it's really important to have a good understanding of your finances and just have a good idea of the things that you need to look out for before making that move. So I'll share a bit of my story. So I moved out, I think I was around 21 when I moved out. I was working, I think full time at the time in Brisbane CBD, living on the Gold Coast, and I was just finishing off my last few units of study at university. I decided it was time to get out. I was sick of constantly traveling, working in finance. You have a lot of late nights, late client appointments, or the boss keeping you back till, you know, 7 o'clock. And I found that I was always super, super grumpy on those days because I knew that I had to sit on the train for an hour and a half in order to get home. And I just wasn't having it. So I looked on flatmates.com and decided to move into a share house. Best thing I've ever done. I found a really cute place just outside of the city with lots of restaurants and bars around. And I've been happily chilling there ever since. So things I looked for when I was looking for my first place to move out of home, as I was looking for something that was close to work, I was looking for an overall nice suburb with a nice vibe that was safe, that had restaurants, that was close to supermarkets and to a gym. I decided I wanted to live with all females. Obviously, this doesn't apply to everyone, but just get a good idea of the type of people you want to live with. I had a look at the transport situation. So is it close to public transport? Do I have access to a car space? If the bus stop is a 15-minute walk away, am I going to be lazy and just want to get Ubers every day? Things like that, important to consider. And obviously, affordable rent and affordable bills. Now, I am all for living under your means while you're young. I think I was, when I first moved out, I was paying $150 a week in rent, which is honestly nothing. And the bills living with a group of people is all split. So that was super, super affordable as well. So just as an overall rule, I would recommend trying to keep your rent at 30% of your net income or less. So say if you get paid $1,000 a fortnight, you don't want to be spending any more than $300 a fortnight on your rent. As soon as you start creeping over that amount, your rent is taking up a lot of your money, and that's not even accounting for things like bills, like water, gas, electricity, and all of that stuff as well. Now, I'm going to dive into some tips on what you should do before you move out. The first one is to get a really good understanding of what your expenses will be. So for me, I find sitting down in front of an Excel spreadsheet is really, really useful for this. So go through and write down everything that you're currently spending your money on, say Spotify, gym memberships, groceries, if you're buying your own groceries, all that kind of stuff. Write that down and then add in new expenses. So rent, water, gas, electricity, internet, more groceries if you're completely feeding yourself. And just be realistic with it as well. Get an idea of what your friends or your family is paying for a similar size household, just so you have an idea of how much you'll be spending on a regular basis. And now just a heads up on some unexpected expenses that come with moving out as well. Obviously, for most people, you'll be buying furniture for the first time. So consider the cost of purchasing furniture. And this is a really random one, but I found that spices are really freaking expensive when you're buying a bunch of them. If you're like me and you like cooking curries, oh my goodness, that is quite expensive. So definitely have a spice budget. If you've done this list and you're thinking, oh my goodness, this is going to be really tight or I can't afford it, good. It's good that you realize this now and not once you're already out and living week to week. You might want to be looking at living somewhere cheaper. You might want to be looking at getting a better job, getting a bit more money, getting a bit more stable income. Whatever it is, make sure that you're in a position where you still have money left over to live once you've moved out. Now, I'm always of the opinion that savings is a bill as well. But if you're at university, you're just trying to get through your degree, honestly, as long as you're surviving and you're not struggling, you're good to move out. Now, speaking of living week to week, I think it is super, super important for everyone, and especially for someone moving out of home for the first time, to have an emergency fund. Now, emergency fund is a stash of savings that you have sitting there that you don't touch unless you absolutely need it for an emergency. Pretty self-explanatory. Now, after you've worked out all of your expenses, what I would generally advise is to work out what your 3 months worth of expenses will cost. That's how much you generally want to have in your emergency fund. If you can save that money now while you're living at home and your expenses are low, you're doing yourself a massive favor. Just gives you that peace of mind to know that if something does go wrong, you're not going to be living out on the street, or you're not going to be, even worse, moving back home with your parents. Another tip is to open a bills account. I honestly don't know how I lived without a bills account before moving out of home, but I guess I didn't really have that many bills. That's probably why. But I would open a separate account on your online banking just for bills. And now that you know exactly how much it costs you to live because you've sat down and you've worked that out, you want to be transferring that amount, that monthly amount or that fortnightly amount, into your bills account each pay. So I get paid fortnightly. I know exactly how much it costs me to live every fortnight, including things like car registration, which I've just divided up over 26 fortnights. And I have that going to my bills account each pay. This is the account that I set up all my direct debits from. And honestly, it feels like once that money's been sent into my bills account, that money is no longer mine. That money belongs to Origin Energy. That money belongs to TPG Internet. It ain't mine anymore. And I'm not going to spend it. Another tip is often easier said than done, of course, but that is to have a stable job if you can. It's so much easier to move out of home and budget and make sure you've got enough to pay your bills if you're getting paid the same amount every week. It can be really, really tempting to just get it out the way and move out of home. But if you're having 1 week where you're getting 35 hours a week and the next week you're getting 5 hours a week, You obviously have to go into this being aware that there might be a bit of anxiety there. So to avoid any major financial stress, you might want to have a look at your employment situation beforehand. If not, you just got to be smart with it. The next thing I want to talk about is budgeting. Personally, budgeting is not for me. I know it works for a lot of people, just depending on your personality, on how you want to run things. But for me, I've never really got into budgets. I feel like I'm like restricting myself. So what I have is I just have my transaction account, my everyday account. Then I have my savings account and my bills account. I just put the amount of bills into my bills account each fortnight. I put my set amount of savings to my savings account each fortnight. And I just live on what's left. But if you want a bit more structure than that, I know Glenn, who runs My Millennial Money, has an awesome spending plan that you can check out. You could also check out a few budgeting apps to ease yourself into it. In the past, I've used Money Brilliant and I've used Pocketbook. They were both great apps if you're just wanting to get into having some kind of system that can show you how much you're spending and where that money is going. Another thing you should do before moving out of home, if possible, is to pay down any debts you may have. If you have an outstanding balance on your credit card, or if you've got a small car loan left over, if you can frantically and aggressively pay down that debt while you're still living at home without these extra expenses, you're going to be doing yourself, again, a massive favor. Just pay that debt down as much as possible so you don't have the bank hanging anything over your head on weeks that are tougher than the next. It's so much more freeing, and it's such a weight off your shoulders if you don't have anyone hanging a debt over your head. You don't owe anyone anything once you've moved out of home. You can just focus on saving, paying your bills, and living your best life. Now, one of the last tips I would have would be to start collecting furniture and kitchen utensils while you're still living at home. Instead of being in a mad rush and trying to buy everything on your first day out of home and typically overspending, it's awesome if you can keep a lookout for items now while you're still living at home. So for me, I knew that I was going to be moving out in the next few months. So I was kind of keeping my eye open on Facebook Marketplace, Gumtree, for anyone that was getting rid of a bunch of stuff. And I found just that. I found a guy who owned an Airbnb and he was selling that property, selling off that investment property. So he just had a house full of stuff that was very, very lightly used, and he was selling off the entire contents of his kitchen for $30. So I got plates, pots and pans, cutlery, utensils. I got a toaster, a blender, all of that for $30. And I didn't move out for a few months after that, but I just stored it in the garage. And when it did come to moving out, that was one less thing I had to worry about, and that was one less thing I had to spend money on. Same thing with furniture. You can find really, really good secondhand furniture. And if you're keeping your eye out over a long amount of time, you're going to catch those bargains. And that's a ton of money saved when it does come to moving out. And the same thing applies to furniture. You can find really, really great secondhand furniture if you're just keeping your eye open. It usually gets snapped up pretty quickly. So if you start having a look before your moving out date, you can grab yourself some great bargains. I know it's really tempting to move out and instantly furnish your dream home, but be realistic. You have plenty of time to do that. Just start out with the basics and upgrade as you go. Now, those are pretty much all of my tips for today. Have a chat to your friends, have a chat to your family, see what they did. If you are carefully thinking through the financial side of moving out beforehand, you are already miles ahead of most people. So well done. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure you do subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks, guys.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.